Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover November 9th through the 16th in our week ahead. And, you know, there's a couple things that are definitely worth noting. I'm going to start out with the easy stuff and work up to the more intense stuff this time. So first of all, we have Venus being pretty active in this week ahead. And whenever Venus is, you know, getting in there and doing something, it's about a particular woman in your life or women in general that you're focusing on. Or it is about a love scenario, lover kind of thing. Or it is about your income or a beauty theme. And so we can kind of circle Sunday and Monday, the 12th and 13th, and Thursday, the 16th, as the standout days in the week ahead for that. She is going to be joining with Jupiter. Very big deal, because Jupiter is all about bringing some kind of growth opportunity into the arena where she's traveling. And they haven't met here in 12 years in this territory, so that's the one that's happening Sunday and Monday. And then by Thursday, the 16th, Venus will then align in a harmonic with Neptune. And so all of this energy looks really favorable for what you want to do with the love, income, women, or beauty theme. So she's playing this out through Scorpio, which means it's giving an opportunity to go deeper and look for growth, to make changes, to empower through anything you're doing in third-party scenarios, you and two other people. It can be about really tackling the bigger, broader financial themes involved. It can be about sexual spark and attraction or reproductive needs. It can be about a death or a birth or a divorce. It can be about personal empowerment. It can be about control and possession and obsession and jealousy, but let's hope with Venus here, we're smoothing those more harsh sides of the Scorpio field out, and we are attracting the good, powerful, deep, transformative side of Scorpio through this. So you really do want to kind of show up for the potential on those days. And, you know, Jupiter, like I said, can help make this go big. It can bring in Jupiter themes Sunday, Monday. So travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes might play a part. And then with Neptune on Thursday the 16th, this could be something with healing or hospitals or other institutions, something with research and development, investigations, strategies. It could be something in the artistic realm, you know, film, painting, poetry, dance, music. It could be something in the spiritual realm, meditation, prayer, yoga. It could be the romantic side of things, but more like karmic past life romance or clandestine romance or romantic getaways that are private. And if we're in the challenging side but trying to do well there, it could be dealing with deceptions or secrets or addictions. So, you know, all of this is in favorable, powerful, fresh start kind of flow on these days. Then, the second big thing that's going on, and you guys can tell me how this plays out for you, because the astrology world is kind of divided between what they believe about this. We have the North Node of Destiny, you know, traveling through Leo and the karmic South Node in Aquarius. And on Sunday, the 12th, the Sun will sit at the midpoint. And usually where the Sun goes, if it's activating something, we are showing up. And so what this would do is put you right at the crossroads between moving forward towards the future or going back towards, you know, past lives or past situations, the karmic kind of balance and things. And so, you know, the future direction would be focused on love or kids or creativity or recreation. And the karmic past side would be about trying to free yourself of something involving friends or groups or the internet or astrology, be nice, or charities or gatherings or original projects or personal aspirations. And so you stand kind of at that midpoint in Scorpio. So dealing with the financial, the sexual, the divorce, the death, the birth, the reproductive or the third party matter. And you're making a choice which side you want to be drawn towards. There's not really a wrong or right answer here. some people will free themselves or fall back into a certain group or gathering or a cause kind of thing. Some people will be pulled towards a future destination, you know, with the love or the creativity or the kids or the fun. But I think it's interesting to note that we're kind of at a turning point or a midpoint. It's definitely a midpoint between these two in how we show up or what is happening to us personally or physically on Sunday. And it's in the same territory that Venus plans to then open up Sunday, Monday, and then again on Thursday. So pay attention to that and make a note. You can let me know on Facebook how this played out for you or if it had any impact at all. I'll go through each sign and talk a little bit about the different areas this might impact for you. And then third and finally, the really big thing that is peaking up ahead of us is that we are coming to the third and final Saturn-Uranus alignment. This has been a harmonic that began back on Christmas Day 2016 and had its second peak connection on May 19th of this year, 2017. And the final one will be on 11-11 of 2017, this Saturday. And, you know, it's really interesting to look at what this has been about for all of us. I should say, I guess, before I go ahead, that Saturn, you know, is going to peak on this third and final connection with Uranus on Saturn's day, and then it will stay on the same degree until Wednesday, the 15th, so it'll still be locked. It's just not exact, like 25.22 or whatever. You know, it'll take a few days to get off that 25th degree, and then it will take until December 19th for Saturn to leave the sign. It will stay within a 5-degree orb of this other planet, Uranus, until December 19th. So this is the peak, this coming Saturday, the 11th, but you still may be dealing with some of the fallout or, you know, whatever's, you know, the prelude to that, whatever, not prelude, the follow-up to that. Sorry, my brain is dead today, as you might have noticed already. And so, you know, we will still have about a month to go where we'll be wrapping things up that are involved with this. Now, this has been a harmonic. We've been really having two very incredibly powerful planets get together to try to help us balance something or come into alignment with two different diverse sides of our life. Saturn is about the structures that support us and what's happening with them. It's about major endings. It's about long-term commitments. It's about our responsibilities and how we burden them. It is about any limits that we are dealing with. It is about our authority figures in our life, such as a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, somebody like that. Saturn is about our ambitions, and it is about self-mastery, really trying to, you know, step up as an adult a little bit more, learn that next lesson, learn that next level of proficiency. And Saturn is about time. And so it is very key in the grand clock of the universe, you know, when we have it activated with another planet. And so Saturn has been kind of aiming all of this at us over this last year, and we're kind of reaching a third and final peak with what we could bring into play with that. Now, it's been asking us to look at Sagittarius themes as we work through this. So it's been important to question what we believe in and if there's anything religious or political that walks hand in hand with that. It's been asking us to tackle anything legal that we needed to or educational, anything with travel or people at a distance or foreign import, export, anything, you know, that is far and wide, maybe global, you know. It's been asking us to look at media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, or other ceremonies. So all of these things are ruled by Sagittarius, where Saturn has been traveling. And so, you know, some of that we've really needed to get serious about. Are things structured properly? Is there something ending? Is there a long-term commitment there? What are our responsibilities? Where are the limits? How are we dealing with the authority figures in the mix? What are our ambitions? How is our self-mastery with it? And what is the time limit on this thing? And so again, that side of things peaking in this week ahead. Uranus, on the other side, completely different energy, is about freedom and radical ideas and liberation and originality and uniqueness and inventions and individualism inside the collective, you know, and what that collective is about for you and your personal aspirations. And it also rules all of our social realm. So our soul group, our friends, the gatherings we attend, what we do online and through astrology and charities, and any kind of parties or events. And so it's been playing out through Aries. So it's been asking each one of us, this is kind of the individual side of this equation, to look at who we are in this dynamic. What are our needs? How are we awakening in this situation? How is it affecting our physical body? What do we want to do about our image or brand or name or title? What is going on with, you know, our desires and how we're showing up for this? And so, again, that is in a harmonic, has been in a harmonic, trying to get us to find a balance between these, you know, two diverse sides. And so anything that still needs to be done on either side of that equation, we may have some last things falling into place or that we can pursue that could fall into place for us. And I really do believe we'll still be working with some of this all the way through December 19th, but this is the epic week to really get in there and do what you need to do to take whatever steps you need to take about it. So that's our overview. Just a little bit, right? I was like, well, I'm just going to take another night off this show because there's so much going on here for me. And then I'm like, probably better get on here and talk to you guys about this a little bit. So when we break this down for the signs for Aries, you know, the Venus energy is just really positive, strong for you guys in this week ahead. I would definitely be stepping up on Sunday, Monday. When it comes to love, lovers, women, beauty themes that you're interested in or making money. And I would be stepping up for anything with the big finances, the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, commissions, whatever that is you're trying to pursue. Or look at the other Scorpio themes that might work well for you at this point, which could be intimacy, sexuality, reproductive needs, or dealing with a divorce or a death or a third-party scenario. And then by Thursday, Venus makes that alignment to healing in hospitals, research and development, investigations, artistic pursuits, romantic pursuits, spiritual pursuits, and again, very positive flow for you tied into those Venus themes. So, yay, right? And then with the Sun showing up at the midpoint of the karmic South Node and the North Node of Destiny on Sunday, the 12th, again, showing up for those financial, sexual, intimate, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party scenarios, but really choosing or looking at what is happening. Sometimes these things are kind of, you know, fate is part of this, right? So maybe something's just going to happen and you're going to see one way, one direction that you need to go. But, you know, I would definitely want to be aware of which one is calling me. So the North Node of Destiny here would be calling towards love or lovers, children, creativity or recreation, and the Karmic South Node calling you towards ways to free yourself or pursue original aspirations or to connect with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or events. And then with the Saturn-Uranus trine, this big final third peak that's happening, really hitting its stride on Saturday the 11th, but, you know, not getting off the degree until Wednesday. For Aries, you know, you really are trying to cement something, get serious about something involving anything legal, travel-related, or with people at a distance, educational, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity-related, about weddings, or about religion or politics. And Uranus is really trying to awaken the Aries and get you to free yourself of something or get you to bring about your original unique perspective in this mix or tie in your name to some kind of, you know, media project or educational pursuit or maybe get a title, you know, with your legal agreement or, you know, whatever this could be, however you combine it. You know, it really does put Aries right in there, centered in the mix here. So if you have that spontaneous opportunity to travel or to get in there and deal with the legal opportunity or the media project or the educational pursuit or politics or religion or the wedding, then this definitely is kind of turning you in that direction. For Taurus, you know, with all this activity with Venus, this is your ruling planet, so I definitely think you're going to feel this in the week ahead. And it's really big at opening up this new chapter, I believe. It's not like a new moon, but it is Venus and Jupiter getting together for the first time in a very long time for you in the relationship zone. And so I feel like we're kicking something off in this week ahead for you, Sunday and Monday with Venus and Jupiter together, and then Thursday with Venus and Neptune. So, you know, Taurus, it really is about connecting with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with competitors, finding advocates, anything that is a key relational axis for you guys. And again, focused on Venus, on true love or income opportunities or beauty themes or women. And with Jupiter in the mix, maybe that media marketing, wedding, travel, legal, educational, politics, or religious themes might be part of that. By Thursday, you can bring it into a social realm. There's some kind of harmonic with friends or groups or gatherings or what you're doing on the internet or with astrology or charities or personal aspirations and original projects that tie in with that key person and your Venus theme. So this looks really promising for the Tauruses. And when we look at the sun showing up at the midpoint between the North Node of Destiny and the Karmic South Node on Sunday, the 12th, again, Taurus, time to be in there one-on-one with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate, whoever this person is. And you're looking at, you know, which road are you going to take? Are you going to go towards the North Node of Destiny, which is opening something up in the home or about the home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, family, parents, roommates, or are you going to be kind of moving towards the Karmic South Node, which is more about career and personal goals, reputation, fame, or something going on with an authority figure? This could be a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, somebody like that. So definitely, you know, you kind of want to pay attention. If you're leaning towards the South Node, then these could be past life people coming in that are tied to the themes going on there, or something exiting the picture there. If you're going towards the North Node, it could be new opportunities or experiences that are starting to or ready to start to unfold there. And so there you have it. And when we look at the Saturn-Uranus third alignment that's peaking on Saturday the 11th, we'll continue on the degree until Wednesday the 15th and then stay within a 5-degree orb until December 19th and then move on forever. None of this is repeating with the Saturn-Uranus thing in this lifetime. So for Taurus, you know, Saturn has been trying to get you serious about any big financial scenarios. Could be debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, insurance, settlements. I think I said that one. Alimony, child support, commissions, whatever. It's a big financial theme. Or it's been really trying to get you to get serious about what's going on with your sexual interests, reproductive needs, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario. And so you really want to look at, as you're peeking in this week ahead, is there still anything to do, or are you feeling solid when it comes to the structures that support there, or any endings that are occurring, or any long-term commitments that need to be made, or any responsibilities that you have in the situation, and what the limits are, and any authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge, or somebody else in a higher-up position that might be playing a big part in this, or what's going on with your ambitions, or your self-mastery in the situation, and the timing of this event. And as you're looking at the Uranus side of this for Taurus, the peak final culmination between these two in this harmonic has to do with that 12th mystical magical house. So there may be some karmic balance from a past life that is kind of being balanced out during this last year that's peaking in this week ahead. It may have something to do with healing or hospitals or other institutions. It might have to do with research and development on projects. It could have to do with investigations or strategies. It could have to do with anything artistic that you're involved in, film, music, painting, poetry, dance. It could have anything to do with your spiritual development or your practices like meditation, yoga, prayer. It could have to do with a karmic past life romance and where you are in the balance with that, or a clandestine romance that you've gotten caught up in this lifetime. And if there's a challenge that you've been trying to harmonize, it could have to do with a secret or a deception or an addiction that you're trying to find a way to figure something out here. So you're looking at the Uranus themes with that. Where are you with your freedom and your originality and your individualism, and where are you within the collective and with your aspirations and on a personal and physical level? So seek the harmony, seek the balance, find your way forward between those two, because it's a very special alignment that, you know, like I said, we're not going to see again in these signs. For Gemini, Venus for you in this week ahead should help smooth some things out or bring some things in that can help you with work or with health scenarios, with animals. Via coworkers or hired help or paperwork that you want to deal with. Venus and Jupiter are getting together Sunday and Monday, the 12th and 13th, first time they've gotten together here in over a decade. This can definitely then bring the love into that scenario, or the income flow, or the woman who is focal in this, or the beauty themes, and open up anything that can start this new chapter going through legal channels, educational, travel, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. So it's a really big combination, right? And by Thursday, the 16th, that all then falls into an alignment with your goals or a career matter or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, etc. So, you know, step into that one, right? And with the sun coming to the midpoint through that same territory as Venus, with the north node of destiny and the karmic south node on Sunday the 12th, it's really calling Geminis to show up and get personally and physically involved with these work or health scenarios, with the coworkers or hired help, with the paperwork, the pets, or the organizing or cleaning scenario, and really looking at, are you going towards the north node of destiny, which means challenging yourself to step into something maybe unknown or next through the talks or meetings or ideas or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or through what's going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors or vehicles or electronics or big decisions? Or are you falling back towards the karmic south node, which has to do with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes for you? So I know this one is a little challenging. I'm still trying to get my brain around it too. But, you know, I think the best way to figure this stuff out is just to look at the day. And by the end of the day, when you kind of write down the big thing that you felt pulled towards or away from, you know, one thing moving you into another section, you really will have more of an idea of which direction you're going, and that may benefit you moving forward. As far as the Saturn-Uranus alignment for Gemini, Saturn has been trying to get you serious when it comes to romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, or advocates. And so you really, as you are, you know, peeking on this on Saturday, seeing it stay on the degree through Wednesday, and then stay within a 5-degree orb until December 19th, this is the final part of this harmonic, really trying to get you to look at these key relationships and how are the structures that support you in your life. Is there any ending that is taking place or needs to take place? Are there any long-term commitments that you need to make? How are the responsibilities being handled? Where are you with limits? Where are you with authority figures like the boss, parent, or judge with this person? Where are you with your ambitions and your self-mastery, and what is the timing of this scenario for you? And with Uranus, really trying to work the other side of this in a completely different way, for Gemini, it's really been asking you to get real about your aspirations. Is something changing or evolving there? What about your original projects or inventions? What about your friendships or your group affiliations or what you do online or what you do with astrology or charities or gatherings or causes? Uranus has been trying to get you to seek your freedom or reinvent yourself in some way there, or to look at your originality in that picture, or where you are in the collective side as an individual, and you know, how you are personally or physically showing up in all of this. So again, as the week progresses, you want to find that balance point and be aware that, you know, this is the last time these two are going to come together like this for your lifetime. And it's really important if there is something that still needs to be done here, you'll see it kind of playing out in this week. For Cancer, Cancer Venus is going to be very active, really starting some bold new stories for you Sunday, Monday, the 12th and 13th, and then on Thursday, the 16th, with a focus on your love life or lovers, with your children or children you're working with any creative projects or recreational pursuits. So in all of that, you're looking at Venus. Again, that can just be the love in any of those situations. It can be about focusing on a woman with those themes. It can be about income flow or beauty interests in those areas. And Jupiter trying to take that wide, trying to kick off this new story through what you're doing with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes on Sunday, Monday. And then by Thursday with Neptune, really, I can't even believe it because I never look at this stuff. I just write out the numbers. But it's actually the same thing for Neptune, same exact thing. So, you know, Cancer, it's pretty straightforward for you guys. Look for those areas to seek your growth and to find your happiness and move those things forward. And then when it comes to the sun showing up at the midpoint in that same territory of lovers, children, creative projects, recreational pursuits, or love life on Sunday the 12th, you are either going to be pulled towards the North Node of Destiny, which is what you value, where you're going with your income or a possession or a lot of possessions or your product that you're developing or your purchase or purchases, or you're going to be pulled towards the Karmic South Node, which has to do with major financial themes, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, commissions, etc., a partner's money maybe. Or it'll pull you towards the Karmic South Node through sexual attractions, reproductive needs, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario that's playing out in your life. And there, you know, I guess I should say for everybody, there may be a little bit of both sides, and you're kind of standing there right at the center point trying to decide which direction do I go, you know, or do I, you know, delve into both? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Pay attention to this Sunday and see what this is for you. And then when it comes to the Saturn-Uranus part of this, we are at the third peak in this week ahead. Cancer, Saturn has been trying to get you serious since Christmas of last year over any health scenarios, anything that's going on with hired help or paperwork, anything going on with your job or the work you're doing or coworkers, anything that's going on with animals, organizing, or cleaning. It doesn't sound too glamorous, does it? But there you have it. I'm a Cancer, so I can relate. So Saturn has been asking you, are the structures there to support this? Is there an ending that you need to deal with? Are there some long-term commitments that you need to make? How are the responsibilities playing out? What are the limits? Is there an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher involved in this? What are your ambitions here? Where are you with your self-mastery in these areas? And what is the timing in these events? And Uranus on the other side has been trying to kind of get you focused on your personal goals, your career, and that authority figure, that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher. And here it's been really trying to focus on your freedom, on your originality, on your individualism, on where you are in the collective and what your aspirations are about these things, and getting you to show up personally or physically in those areas and kind of do a reinvention or try new things. And so all of this is peaking in this week ahead. Saturday the 11th is the peak. Wednesday is when it gets off the degree, so you may still be in the thrust of that through Wednesday. And then still within the you know, boundaries of the story here up through December 19th, when Saturn will break the pattern, it will never return to this story. Okay, for Leo. Leo, the Venus energy in this week ahead is going to be favoring things for you involving your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So this is where the love is. This is where the woman is that you're focused on. This is where the income flow is or the beauty themes are playing out. So you want to pour it on there. It's connecting with Jupiter in this big, huge new story. So there could be something also here Sunday, Monday involving travel, people at a distance, legal, wedding, educational, media, marketing, religious or political themes. And then by Thursday, there is this alignment with sexuality, divorce, big financial topics, mortality issues, births, reproductive needs, or third parties in this story. Again, a harmonic, things that are in flow for you to show up for on those days with Venus. Then the sun is going to be active in this territory of home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates on Sunday, the 12th, as it comes to sit at the midpoint between the North Node of Destiny and the Karmic South Node. So, you know, Leo should be showing up and getting personally or physically involved in at least one of those things on Sunday. And the North Node of Destiny will be then calling you towards this new identity or next step up when it comes to your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal goals or desires that you're moving towards. And the Karmic South Node is playing out in a relationship dynamic, so playing out via a romantic partner, a business partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, a competitor, an opponent. So this could be where you're having past life souls re-enter or exit, or you could be balancing karma and relational dynamics with somebody over these themes as you show up. So just pay attention to what's playing out and what it means for you. And with the Saturn-Uranus trine for Leo, Saturn has been trying to get you guys to get serious about true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits since Christmas of last year. And we are at the third and final peak in this week ahead. Things have been in a harmonic. They've been very powerful. And it's been asking you to look at the structures that support these things in your life, if there needed to be any endings, if there are any long-term commitments you want to make, how you feel about the responsibilities in these areas, any limits, any authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors that are involved, any ambitions you have about them, any self-mastery that's been going on, and what the timing is with this love, lover, kids, creative projects, or recreational theme that has been, you know, the big deal in this last year. And then Uranus has been really trying to shake things up, bring some reawakening, reinvention of yourself going on through travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political arenas. And so again, this is peaking in this week ahead. What is it there that you want to do that's shocking, surprising, exciting, that is about, that involves your freedom or your unique individual self, your identity, your personal physical involvement, your aspirations? So see how this is falling for you. Peaks on Saturday the 11th, is on the degree through Wednesday the 15th, does not break the cycle until December 19th, when it will then move on and not return this lifetime. So it's a big one. For Virgo, Venus is all about, first, all about your communication territory in this week ahead. So we really see your talks and meetings and news and information flow, your writing, your agreements, your sales, your interviews and auditions, your decisions and offers and proposals are really the key focus with communication. And then it also, for Virgo, can be about brothers, sisters, neighbors, short trips, local activities, vehicles, or electronics. And so you can pick and choose there, but Venus is very active here for you in this week ahead, especially on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. So that means in those communications or with those siblings or short trips or whatever theme you want to pick there, the sales, the writing, etc., it can be about a lover or a true love. It can be about income opportunities. It can be about a woman, or it can be about beauty themes. And on Sunday, Monday, it's kicking off with Jupiter for this really big, fresh new story that could also then bring in legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political topics in the mix. So open up about this, right? And by Thursday the 16th, it ties in
with a harmonic to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor. So this is some kind of smooth flow here that could help you align with this person or deal with this person about these themes. And then when we look at the sun coming to the midpoint between the north node of destiny and the karmic south node on Sunday, the 12th, again, Virgo, it will now be about you showing up and having that talk or getting into that meeting or writing things or signing agreements or making sales or doing something with the sibling or the neighbor or the vehicles or the electronics or the short trips or the local activities and making choices, you know, that are about you and your needs. And in this, you're looking at the North Node of Destiny is calling you forward through experiences that involve healing or hospitals or other institutions or karmic past life romances or clandestine romances or romantic getaways or artistic pursuits, art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, or prayer, meditation, yoga, or other spiritual interests, magical interests or psychic abilities even, anything with investigations or research or development of projects behind the scenes as well. So, I mean, you have a lot of potential here in the North Node side of this. And then the Karmic South Node is going to be then showing you territory that has to do with past life or karmic balance that is about work or health scenarios, animals, coworkers, hired help, or paperwork that you need to deal with, maybe some organizing or cleaning. And this could be about a karmic cycle that is coming to an end or a past life person returning or a rebalancing of a situation that you're at that midpoint at over those themes. So, you know, as you communicate, realize that there's those two sides very strongly pulling in this scenario on Sunday. And then when it comes to the Saturn-Uranus harmonic that's been in place since Christmas of 2016, for Virgo, Saturn has been trying to get you to get serious about what's going on with or in or about your home, what's happening with real estate deals, what's happening with moves or renovations, what's happening with family or parents or roommates or your history or ancestry and your security needs in this life. And so with Saturn, it's been saying, you know, where are you with the structures that support? Where are you with the endings happening here? What about long-term commitments here? What about responsibilities and limits and authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge? What about ambitions or self-mastery or the timing of this? Uranus, on the other side, has been trying to shake things up and free something or bring about some kind of reinvention or new way of doing something when it comes to the big financial topics like loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, investments, insurance, settlements, your partner's money, your alimony, your child support, those kind of things. Or it has been doing the same thing about your sex life, your reproductive needs, a death, a birth, a divorce, or a third-party scenario. And so, you know, it's under an alignment that is a rare alignment, one that will not occur again. It's a big deal. We are peaking with this for the third and final time on Saturday the 11th. It will draw then through Wednesday the 15th before it gets off the degree and then finally breaks the pattern by December 19th and then not to return again. So look at what you still might need to do or where you are in the balance of this thing in this week ahead. For Libra, Venus, your ruling planet as well, at least for now in astrology, is really getting active in this week ahead on Sunday and Monday, the 12th and 13th, and then again on Thursday, the 16th. This looks really good for everybody. For Libra, you may feel it even a little bit more because it does influence you personally and physically as well. But for you guys, it's playing out in favor of what you want to do about your income or a purchase or your product or your possessions. So focus on the woman there or focus on the income flow over top of all of that or focus on the love playing out or the lover or focus on the beauty item or interest or theme that's in that mix. And on Sunday, Monday, Jupiter can then open that story up for you about making money, purchases, possessions, or products through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political themes as well. So look for starts in those directions. And by Thursday, it then harmonizes with work scenarios, health situations, animals, hired help, coworkers, paperwork that you are dealing with, or organizing and cleaning. So see what that can do for you. And then with the sun hitting, oh man, you guys, my tooth sometimes just gets me. Ouch. Do I have anything to drink in here? Hold on one second. Man, I should say my absence of a tooth gets me. I don't talk that much in this last week. Okay, so where was I? Okay. I don't really know. What was I talking? I know I was with Libra. I'm going to assume that I'm up at the sun at the midpoint. So with the sun at the midpoint from the same territory on Sunday, the 12th, Libra, you want to show up, get personally or physically involved with this income situation or the purchases or the product or the possessions and what you're doing about them. And you're kind of in the midpoint, well, you are in the midpoint of that, of the North Node of Destiny calling you forward through aspirations and original projects and friends and groups and gatherings and what's going on online or with astrology or charities or causes. And then the karmic south node with past life people or karmic rebalancing that's happening in the area of lovers and children and creative projects and recreational pursuits. So make your choices, be aware of which road you're taking here. And then when we look at the Saturn-Uranus harmonic that's been in place since Christmas of 2016, for Libra, Saturn has really been trying to get you to get serious about some choices in your life. And so it's really been affecting the mind, and so trying to push you either to have serious talks or meetings or agreements or sales or focus on your writing or your interviews or your ideas. And it's also been really trying to push you to get serious about brothers, sisters, neighbors, possibly moves, anything with vehicles or electronics, anything involving short trips or local activities, and big decisions that, you know, we're really trying to show up for you in this particular year. So you just want to think about those themes and what Saturn can do for you there. Is everything structured the way you need it for support? Were there some serious endings that you were going to hear about? Were there some long-term commitments that you needed to make or still need to make? Where are you with the responsibilities and the talks you need to have about that? What about limits? What about authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, etc.? What about your ambitions with these agreements or sales or writing projects, etc.? What about your self-mastery in this area? And what about your timing in these events? Everything in this is peaking in this week ahead in a very big way within this harmonic. So, you know, think about that side of it. And then Uranus has been trying to shake things up and bring some kind of focus on freedom or originality or what you need on a personal or physical level, you know, that can kind of bring a new fresh breath of air into things. And that for Libra is about what's happening with your romantic partnerships or business partnerships, your clients, your agents, attorneys, your specialists, your competitors or opponents. And so again, this is peaking in the balance with Saturn in this week ahead. Peaks on Saturday the 11th, stays on the degree through Wednesday the 15th, and then will stay within orb until December 19th, move on and never return in this lifetime. So do what you need to do. Pay attention to what's playing out. It's a big week for this. For Scorpio. Scorpio, Venus, this should be a really good one for you guys. Venus is going to be active in your sign in this week ahead. And, you know, not only Venus, but getting together with Jupiter for the first time in over a decade and really starting a new story for you guys. And so, Scorpio, you know, this is aimed at you and coming through you. And so it can be about this new step towards love or this new step towards personal income or a new step towards beauty or what you're doing with women or a woman or all of the above. On Sunday and Monday, it embraces with Jupiter, so look for ways to do this through travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes. Focus on yourself, you know, show up, get physically involved, or make it about your name, your title, your image, your brand, some personal desire you have, but definitely take advantage of this wonderful fresh start. By Thursday, there will then be an alignment to your fifth house of true love and creativity and children and recreation. So that's all coming together by Thursday. Put yourself in the way of that. And then with the sun coming to the midpoint through your sign once again on Sunday, the 12th, it is about you showing up for you. So maybe it's about your image or your brand or your name or your title or your body or some personal desire. But you want to look at what is calling you towards the north node of destiny, which is through career channels or personal goals you've set or what you're doing with authority figures, higher up type people like parents, judges, mentors, directors, teachers, bosses, that type. And you also want to look at where you are on the other side of the karmic south node. And karmic south node is past life people or rebalancing of karmic scenarios that are ongoing in this lifetime that are playing out in or about your home with your real estate deals, your moves, your innovations, family, parents, or roommates. And so there you are. And then when we look at the Saturn-Uranus alignment, this is a harmonic that started on December 25th of 2016. It is peaking in this week ahead. And so it'll peak on Saturday the 11th. It'll stay on the degree until Wednesday the 15th and then stay within a 5-degree orb until December 19th, at which point it moves on. The story has now set whatever way it was going to be set. And will not, you know, these two will not come back together this way. So this is a really big deal that's been happening. Saturn has been trying to get you to get serious about personal income, about possessions, about product, or about purchases, or probably all of the above. So you want to look at where you are in this week when it comes to the structures that support that, when it comes to anything that's ending or needs to end, to anything that is about long-term commitments in these areas, responsibilities here, limits, authority figures that you're dealing with like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, your ambitions, your self-mastery in these areas, and the timing. And get serious about that side of it. And then you want to look at the Uranus side of this, which has been trying to help you reinvent yourself or free yourself or awaken in some way through the work you're here to do, through any health scenarios, with coworkers, with hired help, through paperwork, with animals, with organizing your life or cleaning or getting into the details. And so, you know, is there something that still needs to kind of excite or have a fresh approach in these areas? So this is peaking. It's a big deal. It should be something that's working for you. See what you still need to do. For Sagittarius. Sagittarius, the Venus energy in this week ahead, really great energy for everybody. Sunday, Monday, and then Thursday, these are the key days. Sag, it's playing out over 12th house matters for you. So this can be Venus really at work for you in something artistic like film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. Venus could be active for you in a romance or a romantic getaway kind of thing. It could be active for you with spiritual practices or purpose, you know, your prayer, meditation, yoga. It could be active through magical or psychic realms, through healing or hospitals or other institutions, or with research, investigations, or some kind of strategy or development behind the scenes. So look for Venus themes there. Look for love playing out. Look for income opportunities. Look for women to focus on or help, or look for beauty themes. On Sunday, Monday, Jupiter comes in to that, so this could help with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political matters tied into that. And by Thursday, you have this link into home, family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, moves, renovations, that as well is flowing with this whole topic for you. So this looks good. And then on Sunday the 12th, the sun comes to the midpoint. So it's time to show up on Sunday. Show up for that romantic moment or that artistic pursuit or that spiritual practice. Or show up for the healing or hospital or the tackling of addictions or bad habits or the investigation or the research or the development of the project. And note where you are between the North Node of Destiny, which is calling you towards those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political themes, And where you are in the karmic south node, where you may be dealing with past life people or the exiting or returning of past life souls or rebalancing of karma through news you hear or a talk or a meeting, through writing, through agreements or sales, through siblings or neighbors, through vehicles or electronics, through short trips or local activities, or some decision that is being made on Sunday. And then when we look at the Saturn-Uranus trine that is peaking, the third, that started back on December 25th of 2016, Sag, you know, this has been Saturn trying to get you to get serious about you. So, you know, it's really been a very special time for the sages out there to look at who they are and what they're developing into, how they feel about their body, their image, their brand, their name, their title, what they want on a personal level moving forward. And Saturn has been saying, look at the structures that support that and what do you want to do about it? Look at anything you need to end to be the better you. Look at long-term commitments that you can make that could bring you to where you want to go. Look at the responsibilities you have and how you want to balance that. Look at any limits. Look at dealing with authority figures like bosses, parents, directors, teachers, judges, mentors. Look at your ambitions and what you can get serious about there. And look at self-mastery and the timing of where you are in your life right now. Very important year for the Sages. And this is in a harmonic then with Uranus, which is trying to really shake things up and bring some reinvention or awakening or fresh new approach for you tied into all of this that has to do with children or has to do with a lover or your love life or has to do with a creative project or your recreational pursuits. And so there still may be some kind of big thing happening in this week ahead with all of this. Like I said, it peaks on Saturday the 11th. It will stay on the degree until Wednesday the 15th. It will then stay within orb, so still be impacting up through December 19th. And then this story is kind of moving on to wherever it's going to go from there, but you will have set it in stone with this Saturn energy or broken free of it, whichever way, whichever direction you're going with it. For Capricorn, Capricorn Venus is going to be super busy in this week ahead, especially on Sunday and Monday, the 12th and 13th, and then on Thursday, the 16th. And for Capricorn, this is going to play out with friends, groups, gatherings, parties, events, anything online, anything with astrology or charities or causes. Or, you know, on a personal level, where you are with your aspirations or your original projects or your freedom. And so in any of those areas, you want to look at Venus kind of helping you find love or express love or be with a lover. Or you want to look at ways to make money or focus on women or a woman or make it about beauty, because she's showing up to make that happen for you if you get out there in those social arenas, right, and go for this. Sunday, Monday, it's starting a new story with Jupiter there, so it might involve travel or a person far away, or it might involve legal matters, educational pursuits, weddings, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, religion or politics as well. And so look for that and dive into that. And then by Thursday, there's this harmonic with something happening in the home, with a real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate in flow to this story. Then speaking about what's going on in this arena of friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, personal aspirations, and original projects, the sun is going to be showing up there on Sunday the 12th, which means you show up physically or get involved personally with one of those themes, and you're at the midpoint between the North Node of Destiny calling you forward towards bigger financial topics, a sexual attraction or interest, a reproductive need, a divorce, dealing with a death or a birth or a third-party scenario, or there's a call towards the karmic past south node, which may be a past karmic individual coming in or exiting, or it may have to do with a rebalancing of something karmic for you that involves your values or your income or your purchases, your product, or your possessions in some way. So you guys figure that one out. But whatever it is, you're kind of standing at a crossroads, as is everybody else. So, you know, at least be aware of which direction you're being pulled here. And then with the, and you know, for a lot of people, it, like I said earlier, for one of the other signs, it may be both. You may be moving towards your destiny by dealing with the destiny side, but also dealing with that karmic past node through what you're showing up for with the sun. So that may be the story for everybody. I'll hear from you guys and you'll let me know. And then when it comes to the Saturn-Uranus harmonic that started last Christmas, December 25th of 2016, it is peaking in this week ahead. And for Capricorn, Saturn has really been working on you to get you to get serious about your life, personal goals, about your career, your reputation, status, or fame, and what's going on with any authority figures in your life, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, higher-up type individuals. So in those areas, you've been asked to look at structures that support or don't support what you need to do about it, any endings that could be happening with those areas, any long-term commitments you want to make, any responsibilities that you want to deal with, any limits that are there to face, any authority figures. It's kind of a double up on this one for Capricorn, which again brings in the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, etc. Any ambitions you have with these goals or career matters or authority figures, any self-mastery that's going on for you here, and the timing of what's happening at this point in your life. Uranus, on the other hand, has been trying to shake things up and bring an awakening or a reinvention or some fresh air into this alignment, focused on what's going on in the home with real estate deals, with moves, with... Yeah, that's so wrong, guys. That one's wrong. I'm so sorry. I got to back that one up for Capricorn. I'm glad I caught that. Okay, now, so let me back that one up. Capricorn, disregard what I just said on that Saturn part. I'm so sorry. Saturn for Capricorn. Get a pen. At least I didn't get far with this one. Oh, my God. I can't read my own writing, I swear. I got to just backtrack that part I just said. This next part is correct. But, okay, so for Capricorn, I'm sorry. The Saturn energy has been trying to get you to get serious about the karmic arena in life, the hidden, mysterious, delusional, crazy part of the 12th house. So since Christmas of last year for Capricorn, it's been trying to get you guys to get serious about any karmic romantic scenario. This could be a past life love interest, or it could be about clandestine romance that's going on in your life this lifetime and where you are with that romance. It's been asking you to get serious with healing hospitals or other institutional situations playing out in your life. It's been asking you to get serious about anything artistic that you're pursuing or anything spiritual that is developing for you. It's asking you to deal with bad habits or addictions, deceptions or secrets, anything with investigations or research. And in all of this, it's asking you to look at the structures that support or do not support, any endings that need to happen or have happened, any long-term commitments there, any responsibilities or limits, the dealings with authority figures like bosses, parents, judges in this situation, the ambitions you have here, the self-mastery that is required, and what the timing is with those themes. Okay, now to the Uranus side for Capricorn. For the Uranus side, for the freeing, the reinventing of yourself, the fresh air that needs to come in. For you guys, this is about the home, the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the family, the parents, the roommates in this situation. So look at what is coming to a peak between these two in this week ahead and playing out for you. It's a powerful scenario for everyone, and so you want to see where you are with that. For Aquarius, sorry for the dead space, man. All right, for Aquarius. Venus is going to be very active in your week ahead, as it is for everybody. Sunday, Monday, and Thursday are the big days. And you definitely want to focus this. What it's going to be about for Aquarius is either some big personal goal that you have going on about Venus, or something happening on the career front with Venus, or something going on with an authority figure, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, a mentor, a director, somebody higher up. So goals, career, authority figures. And Aquarius, you know, look for Venus there. Look for true love or lovers. Look for income opportunities. Look for beauty themes playing out, or look for a woman or women that are in the mix. This is about kind of a big, fresh start kicking off Sunday, Monday, that could also then tie in Jupiter themes, the travel, the legal, the educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes in that story. And by Thursday, the alignment then flows to values, income, purchases, products, gifts, possessions. So something in flow with all that tied into that. with that. And then on Sunday, the 12th, the sun comes and joins what Venus is doing, but it does so by showing up at the midpoint, which means, Aquarius, you should be showing up and getting personally or physically involved with that goal or with that career matter or with that authority figure. And at this point, you will be either moving towards the North Node of Destiny, which involves a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, or an advocate, or you will be kind of falling back in towards the Karmic South Node, which will be making it about you, your body, your image, your brand, your needs, your title, you know, very much personally or physically aimed at you and where you are. So this may be you going back, you kind of being that karmic past life person in somebody else's situation, either exiting or returning. It may be about your need to rebalance something karmically with somebody. It's definitely a relational axis here as you show up for these goals, career matters, or authority figures. So see where you're at. And with the Saturn-Uranus alignment that's happening, for Aquarius, Saturn has been trying to get you to get serious about your personal aspirations and your original projects and what you feel about your freedom. And it has also been asking you to get serious about where you are with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, and causes. And so you want to ask those Saturn questions in this week ahead. Where are you with the structures that support? How about what's happening with endings or long-term commitments or responsibilities or limits or authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, or ambitions about it, or self-mastery in the mix, or the timing? And then you want to look at the Uranus side of this, which for Aquarius is your ruler and has been focusing on your mind and all of your information flow and the communications. So we've been trying to kind of shake things up and bring some excitement or reinvention or freedom to the mix on a personal or physical level for Aquarius through talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and proposals and decisions, as well as the mundane side of this particular arena, which for Aquarius would also mean what's going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors, what's going on with vehicles or electronics, what's going on with short trips or local activities, or even moves for some of you guys. And so, you know, there you have it. See what's peaking on Saturday. It'll stay, you know, on the degree through Wednesday and then stay within orb through December 19th, and then we're moving on. For Pisces, the Venus energy in this week ahead is just great, I think. I'm hoping it looks like it. And it's very active on Sunday and Monday and then again on Thursday. And so, you know, Pisces, it's really going to be aimed at the big, broad part of life. So it is through, you're going to experience this through travel or with people at a distance or foreign interests or global interests, or you're going to experience it through legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics. I know, just a little bit there, right? So in any of those areas, seek Venus on these days especially. Seek to fall in love or do things with lovers. Seek income flow. Seek women or a woman, or seek beauty themes through these arenas. And Jupiter kind of ties in back and just doubles up the influence for the Pisces. And then by Thursday, aligns with your sign, making it about you. So, I mean, it really looks fantastic for you guys in these areas. And on Sunday, with the sun at the midpoint, through that same territory. I would say Sunday is about Pisces showing up and getting personally or physically involved with that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political theme, and knowing that you are having the North Node of Destiny calling you forward towards either work or health or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or animals or organizing or cleaning situations that are playing out in the mix. And that the karmic south node is on the other side of this scenario with past life people exiting or returning or a rebalancing of karma when it comes to healing or hospitals or other institutions, art, film, music, painting, poetry, or anything artistic with the muse, romance, spiritual practices like meditation, prayer, yoga, magical or psychic interests, dealing with deceptions or addictions, research or investigations. And so just see where you find yourself and what you want in that mix. And with the Saturn-Uranus harmonic that started back on December 25th of 2016 for Pisces, you know, Saturn has been trying to get you to get serious either about a big personal goal, you know, if that's, you know, getting married or having babies or buying a house or retiring or whatever the big life goal might be. That's one of the topics. The second topic is your career and how that ties in with your status or reputation or fame, et cetera, your goals with that. And the third area is where you are with authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, et cetera. So with those goals and career matters and authority figures, you want to look at where you are with the structures that support, where you are with any endings or long-term commitments, what you feel about responsibilities and what you're doing about that, what you feel about limits in the mix. There's a doubling up of the authority figure topic here with bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, etc. How ambitious you are and how serious you want to get about those ambitions with your goals or your career or these authority figures. Where you are with self-mastery in this story and the timing of what's going on. And the harmonic here is really trying to push you into something original or freeing or exciting or bringing that reawakening or reinventing to you through what you're doing to make money or what you're doing with your possessions or purchases or product or what it is you value in your life and how that's evolving through this process. So in this week ahead, you want to look at where you are in this dynamic. If there's still something to be done, you're under this amazing supportive influence that can help you get there. Saturday the 11th, this peaks. It then extends through Wednesday the 15th because Saturn stays on the degree. And then will not break the pattern until December 19th, at which point it will move on and we will not have a repeat of this one in this lifetime. So it's a big deal, and it's all under some pretty nice alignments. So I wish everybody well in this week ahead. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'm here every week, God willing, and you can tune in and share that link as well. I'm usually pretty darn good about making it to this show. So I wish you well, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.